It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers. Thank you for tuning in. I know we missed last week. Last week was one of those weeks, I'm sure you've had these, where the week just goes. And you're kind of like, well, wait a minute, I thought I had more time. That was kind of last week. I don't know what it was, but crazy week. But we will get you caught up on all the geek news. I want to start this week, before we get into kind of the movie and TV news a little bit, Disney has kicked off their 50th anniversary celebrations. It is 50 years of the Magic Kingdom, and then everything else that came out afterwards in Florida, but obviously the Magic Kingdom kicked it all off. I was looking at some of the stuff online. Crowds were packed, but like I was laughing because wait times were really low. And I was reading online. It was just people in line buying souvenirs. You know they're going to try and resell those, right? Which is a bummer because there's probably a lot of people that would like to have them. But for myself, I can't wait to get back. I love going to Disney. We've got some more Disney news as we get into the geek news because it's all intertwined now. But an amazing 50-year celebration that's going to last about 18 months. So even if you're not comfortable traveling now, you can still take part in the 50th anniversary celebrations. And you may want to wait a little bit because there is some more stuff coming that might be worth your while waiting for. And like I say, we'll get into that when we get into the geek news, which we should do right now. Let us start with Star Wars this week. Normally don't start with Star Wars, but there was a lot of stuff that came out over the last few days. The most important is the Book of Boba Fett. That is hands down the most important news. It is coming on December 29th. To Disney Plus. That's when we're going to get our first episode. It will be released weekly like they did with The Mandalorian, but we know when we're going to get that first episode. Now, they also released a poster, pretty basic. It was just Boba Fett sitting kind of in Jabba's, looked like on Jabba's throne, kind of like he did there towards the end of The Mandalorian. So that, even just that poster got me very happy. So I'm really looking forward to the Book of Boba Fett. And, of course, the show that it spun out of, The Mandalorian, season 3 has kicked into production now. But, of course, now with Book of Boba Fett, they have a little bit more breathing space to get that series up and running. And believe me, there is no shortage of Star Wars content coming. So even though we're waiting for The Mandalorian, I don't think it's going to feel quite the same as it did maybe between season 1 and season 2 because there was so little Star Wars stuff at that time. But speaking of Mando and Boba Fett, there are new Mandalorian Funkos that have been released. One is a Boba Fett in kind of that battle-worn armor that he had throughout most of the show. There's also an unmasked Boba Fett. The one that I really like, I mean, I love the Boba Fett, but the one that really jumped out at me was Luke with Grogu. It's, you know, Luke in the robe, but holding on to, you know, Baby Yoda, Grogu. It's a very cool-looking Funko. May have to add that one to my collection. A lot of them are store-specific exclusives, so if you are looking to add any of them to your collection, double-check where you need to pre-order it from before you, maybe feel like you're going to miss out. Lucy Lawless was a massive fan choice to replace Gina Carano after she had been fired from The Mandalorian. And she was doing an interview recently, and she revealed that she had been in talks with Lucasfilm for a different role. Not Cara Dune, but a different one, but that it fell through, and that might have actually been due to the fan campaign to get her cast. She said, I was in discussions with them about something before the firing, and it wasn't The Mandalorian. She says, but that fan push may have hurt me in some way because they, you know, couldn't hire me. It would seem like they were pandering. She's like, I'm just guessing. But she says in some ways, some of those fan petitions can be unhelpful because sometimes executives don't want to seem like they're just pandering to a fan group. So I hope that's not why that casting fell through. And maybe, you know, that role is still up in the air, but it'd be great to see Lucasfilm find a place for Lucy Lawless in a galaxy far, far away. Now, one of the things I mentioned earlier, you may want to wait if you're going to go check out some of the Disney 50th anniversary stuff. One of the reasons why you may want to wait is if you want to do the Star Wars Galactic Cruiser, because that is going to officially open on March 1st, 2022. You can start booking your trip October 28th. If you are a Disney Pass holder, a DVC, like a Vacation Club member or anything, you're going to get a special booking opportunity in the coming weeks. And just remember, this is exceptionally pricey, right? Like, you're looking at $4,000 plus for 2 days, a two-night experience. But having said that, you are the hero. You and your group are going to embark on a first-of-its-kind Star Wars adventure that's your very own. It's super immersive, and if you are a Star Wars fan, they say this is everything that you've ever dreamed possible. So, as a Star Wars fan, I'm dying to do it. As someone that doesn't have that kind of money kicking around, I'm very sad. But so if you want to take part in that, I have a feeling it's, even with the steep price tag, it's going to book up quick. So if you may want to try and get your booking in October 28th, again, the first batch of, I guess, people traveling to a galaxy far, far away will take place on March 1st, 2022. Switching over to Marvel, Moon Knight, which hands down is my most anticipated Marvel project right now, that has wrapped filming, and we should start to get some official stills, images, maybe even some video relatively soon. Rumor has it we'll probably see something before the end of the year, so that is fantastic news there. And then other good news, more so good news for Scarlett Johansson, is she has settled her Disney lawsuit. And so she got paid about $20 million, according to reports, for Black Widow. The lawsuit will add roughly another $40 million to that deal. So she's going to walk away with about $60 million for Black Widow. And, you know, Disney put out a statement saying they were glad they could reach a settlement. And she put out a statement basically saying that she was also glad that they could come to an agreement. She's proud of the work they've done together over the years. And she says, I look forward to continuing our collaboration in years to come. Of course you do. I would be looking forward to keep working for a company that just paid me $60 million. I'd want to keep working for them too and see if I could get another 60 mil out of them. But at least it's behind them. And it looks like she's going to be working on the Disney's Tower of Terror movie that they're working on, and maybe some other stuff in the MCU. So good news there for Scarlett Johansson, more than anybody else. And another reason you may want to delay your Disney trip into 2022 is the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Now, they have announced that it's going to open sometime in 2022. They haven't set an exact date. I'm guessing it might actually be a year from like now as I record this on October 2nd. October 1st of 1981 is the year, or pardon me, October 1st, 1982 is the year that Epcot opened. So if they wanted to make a splash for Epcot's 40th, Guardians of the Galaxy opening up October 1st, 2022 would make a whole lot of sense. So that's my guess. Obviously, nothing set in stone on that, but it would kind of make sense to me in a lot of ways. So again, you may want to wait if you want to take part on the Guardians of the Galaxy coaster. Now, in really weird news, this came out of nowhere, and this could have major ramifications for Disney, and not in a good way. Disney and Marvel. Marvel has filed some lawsuits to try to prevent some copyrights to key characters from being terminated. So comic legends Steve Ditko has previously filed two notices of copyright termination with Disney, and that would concern Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. But he's kind of got his hands in a bunch of other characters. So if his copyright claim goes through, the heirs of the Ditko kind of clan would have the copyrights to a bunch of key Marvel characters like Iron Man and, like I say, Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. And this could really gut a lot of the current Avengers roster that we've seen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So if the Ditko case is successful, Marvel will lose the rights to those characters June of 2023. And they are being represented by the same lawyer that represented Superman creators Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster when they tried to attempt the same thing with DC. Now, the same lawyer that worked with DC Comics on that case is also working with Marvel. So it's these two lawyers meeting up again. And obviously, you know, DC was able to come to an agreement with Siegel and Shuster, you know, their families. I have a feeling that's what we'll see here, but you never know, in all honesty, right? Like sometimes these court cases could go a different way. So this will be an interesting one to watch because this could really change Marvel Comics as an entire company going forward. So we'll have to keep an eye on this one because it, like I say, it could be earth-shattering for Marvel if they lose the rights to some of these characters. Switching over to DC, there's been quite a bit of DC news. I'm amazed so much is kind of leaking out before DC fandom. Probably the first one, and maybe the biggest, is supposedly the roster has leaked for Injustice 3. Rumors are also coming out that the game is releasing in May 2022, and the roster looks awesome. I will say that right from the get-go. Like, obviously, you got your big guys in there, your Green Lanterns, your Flash, your, you know, Aquaman, Superman, but Booster Gold is part of there, Constantine is part of the roster, Metallo, Mirror Master, Ra's al Ghul is there. If you pre-order it, supposedly, according to this leak, you're going to get the Anti-Monitor. He-Man is supposedly going to be a downloadable character. Lots of cool characters in this game, if this is all true, right? So hopefully it is, because I'm very, very excited. The roster will comprise of 29 characters, and then obviously some DLC and whatnot will add to that a little later on. But that's a pretty good roster if it is true. DC fandom is right around the corner. It's basically a couple of weeks away, and Robert Pattinson is teasing surprises at FanDome for people excited to see the Batman. Now, I don't know what that will be. They've confirmed that we're going to see another trailer there, so I don't know what the surprises could be. I will say it has my attention a little piqued there. Very, very curious to see what they're going to show us or tell us about the Batman. And with DC fandom coming up again, right around the corner, if you are a fan of NFTs, if you pre-register for DC fandom, it is free, but they are going to send you an NFT. And then if you share DC fandom on social media, they'll send you another NFT. So you might be able to walk away with two free NFTs. If you've followed anything out there, NFTs can go for big, big money. I don't know if these ones will, but hey, if they do, you could potentially get them for free, which would be crazy. Aquaman 2 has added some more people to the cast. One is a confirmation that Randall Park is coming back. Of course, he was in the first film as Dr. Steven Shin. But they've also added Jenny Zhao, India Moore, and Vincent Regan all to the cast. Now, Zhao is going to play Stingray, an original character created for the movie. I always get a little worried when these comic book movies create original characters, but at least Stingray sounds like it fits into the world of Aquaman. Moore is going to play Karshon, also known as the Shark, which was a fear-feeding villain, which has some telepathic and psychokinetic powers. Initially, the Shark, Green Lantern villain, which really doesn't make much sense, on the, you know, except for the fear-feeding fact of it. But really, a character known as the Shark should definitely be involved with Aquaman. I just hope it's not a little too confusing for King Shark, the Shark. Maybe they'll just call it Karshon throughout the film. And Regan will play Atlan, the once ruler of Atlantis. It's been played, he appears briefly, played by Graham McTavish in Zack Snyder's version of Justice, or sorry, Graham McTavish played him in the Aquaman version, and then Julian Lewis-Jones played him in Zack Snyder's Justice League. So a couple of people have been Atlan, but I have a feeling this casting will lead to more flashbacks of Atlan. And Jason Momoa has been talking up Aquaman too. He says it just feels bigger, the stakes are higher. He says there's a few more jokes in it, which not sure how jokey I want it to be, but I'll give it the benefit of the doubt here. But that does scare me. We'll find out just how jokey it is and how all these new characters will play a part when Aquaman 2 hits theaters December 16th, 2022. And word on the Flash film from a studio level is so good that there's a lot of rumors of projects spinning out of it. There's one solid rumor that Warner Brothers has already said, hey, we need a sequel to this movie based on what they're seeing in the dailies and whatnot. So that's a positive sign that they're already talking about a sequel. And Sasha Calle's Supergirl could be getting her own HBO Max series. Apparently, reports are that she's crushing it as Supergirl and that the studio thinks that there's potential for more with her character. So it looks like she could be headed to HBO Max, which is becoming such a massive place for DC content. And I know I've said it before, but I'll hit on it again. Some of that content really should be going to theaters, like the Batgirl film, Blue Beetle. That stuff, in my mind, should be going to theaters. Black Canary, perfect for HBO Max. If Supergirl is crushing it this much and people are going to love her that much coming out of the Flash movie, maybe a movie as opposed to a series. You know, maybe just a flat-out film for her would work a little bit better. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But I do like that the studio seems this happy with it, that not only are, you know, the report's good that they're happy with it, but that they're already trying to move forward with things out of the movie. That is a super positive sign this early in the game, because it's really, you know, I don't even know that we'll get a trailer at Fandom for The Flash. I think we'll see some footage, but as far as like a full-on pro-cut, edited, put-together trailer, maybe not. I'm hoping, but maybe not. That will do it for this week's edition of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, share us on social media and follow us on social media. Scotty Mars Show on Facebook and Instagram, at Scotty Mars on Twitter. And until we chat again, have a great week.